This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. The arid desert community of Hatch, New Mexico has experienced record amounts of rainfall. Rains last week caused a flood. Hundreds of village residents were evacuated. They're digging out now, just in time for the annual Chili Festival. From the self-proclaimed chili capital of the world, Jody Breisler of member station KRWG reports.
On muck-covered sidewalks of Main Street Hatch, green chilies are roasting, tossed about in a large cylinder like a giant bingo ball rotator connected to a furnace. Roger Padilla and his family have just endured a funeral and a flood. Only one day after the streets became five-foot rivers, Padilla's buying chili so his mother, Luz Gutierrez, can cook a post-funeral feast.
Go to her house and she's probably going to make something with this chili. What are you going to make, Mom?
Chile con carne again.
Enchiladas. We're going to take some red chili also.
As their chili pours out of the outdoor sidewalk roaster, a Red Cross truck ambles toward them on a street covered with mud, tree branches, and other various debris.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the American Red Cross. We have some hot meals on board.
I'm not hungry.
Padilla's family is one of the few to pass up the Red Cross offer. They have food and a home to go to, unlike many Hatch residents. Over 200 people were forced out of their homes, and around 75% of the businesses were flooded out. In a desert town that averages 9 inches of rain per year, Hatch received 3 inches in less than 3 hours, overflowing an arroyo, a huge ditch meant to control the excess waters from nearby mountains. Hatch Mayor Judd Nordyke says this was the village's first flood since 1931.
It started running, and the volume of water that came down that arroyo is more than anybody can remember ever seeing.
The arroyo breached on the northwest end of town, flooding a 72-unit apartment complex with largely low-income housing.
We got the people out with no casualties. It then proceeded down through the main street, devastating the downtown area.
Now, residents, work crews, and volunteers have started the daunting cleanup, removing mud, pumping out water, and boarding up buildings where windows shattered and walls buckled. Fortunately for the chili capital of the world, most of Hatch's green and red chili fields were on higher ground and likely will harvest in time for the annual Labor Day weekend Chili Fest. Chili Fest parade coordinator Donna Renteria says farmers will soon be plucking the over 2,000 varieties of chili from their fields.
I think the fields are okay. The chili's real wet from all the rain, and we're hoping that it doesn't start rotting.
Not only is the Chili Fest a huge moneymaker for Hatch's 1,600 residents, who now need the income more than ever, it's also a matter of community identity and pride. Chili purveyor and restaurant owner Esther Villegas says regardless of hell and high water, her husband is set to open their brand new chili shop right in time for the Chili Fest.
He'll be roasting chili. He's got the roaster right here. He'll be selling green chili. He'll be roasting it. And then we're going to have ristras, you know, the chili strings, the chili peppers. And we are hoping to have some chili powder and stuff and, you know, other chili, everything chili.
Everything chili attracts more than 30,000 chili fanatics each year, according to the festival committee. Residents can only hope it stops raining long enough for the cleanup to be complete before Labor Day. For NPR News, I'm Jody Breisler in southern New Mexico.